move into another dimension. A dimension not only of sound, but of imagination. A dimension full of bad grammar and made-up words. An award-deserving dimension known as Spike on the Mic.
Uh-oh. I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. I was so set up for the audience approval and clapping that I was, there you go, moving my shoulders, making it happen. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are here. We are here at our Palacios Studios here at Hillsboro Hooters. I forgot the address again. With the Hillsboro Hooters, it is Monday, so you know what that means. It's award deserving time. I am he. I am the guy known as Z Spike on the Mic. Sometimes I go French. Sometimes I go English.
Au Francois.
I just knew that was coming. So, what we gonna do? We're going to introduce the crew. Well, I'm going to introduce the crew because I was told that we need to get on to it. You know, Spike, you just ramble on and on and on. You know, when people turn into the show, they should want to get straight to the topics and they want to get straight to what's going on. But no, au Francois, you just go on and on and on. So, what I'm... oh, damn it. I wasted it on me. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to introduce the crew. Directly in my peripheral vision, something is not right. We have the doctor, the captain, and the clerk. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
Sticking like somebody who yesterday witnessed an audience full of appreciative people who saw a very funny independent documentary film, Plane Train, at the Dunedin International
Film
Festival.
Oh, fuck. Hey, can we turn this mic off for the rest of his life? I was about to call you suck up.
Yeah, good. That's not going to happen.
That was good. All right. Welcome to WTCW. All right, so listen, Dr. Kevin Clark, I'm glad you mentioned that because there was a documentary that was premiered.
Yes, there was.
The other night. And if time permits, we may expound on that. Look at the big words I'm using.
Well, we already talked about Plane Train a couple episodes back.
Okay,
so,
yeah, well, if we have time to talk about it, we'll bring up
that
again. All right, so is it me? And you guys can't speak yet. But is the music real low?
It is. It is. And I don't know. There's nothing we seem to be able to do about it. Maybe if you,
I don't know if anybody would notice if we didn't say anything.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, that's better.
No, because that messes up my fan sway.
Oh. Well, we don't want your fan sway getting messed
up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and just fight on. We'll press on.
Yeah.
But normally I like to have that music to keep me in tempo. Oh, there we go. Now we're popping with Crisco. Now we're popping with
Crisco. First show, everybody. You know, give us a break.
That's right. Yeah. It is a new year.
Never done this before.
2019 on the 14th. All right, so the guy who just made the sounds go through your eardrums, like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who was at the premiere of Plane Train. I really love that.
Thanks for coming to that.
Oh, PW. That was a great
tour. Thank you.
A great show.
Man, if I could curse, I would call all y'all big giant.
What? No, customers. Really. You didn't go to that?
Yeah, he was there.
It was a great film.
You know what? Let's put this train back on the track.
Yeah.
You know why we're here?
Or back on the plane.
Oh, wait. Yeah, no, you're right. We're going to the ass kisser now.
Let's put the train back on the track. The reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen, is only for one reason. And this one reason is the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who really enjoyed the Tampa Tide not keeping me from seeing Plane Train.
What?
He thought that was a good one.
What?
I don't even understand what he said.
Yeah.
The Tampa Tide.
Detergent?
The Tampa Tide.
That wasn't the name of the movie.
Yeah. Tampa Tide Detergent.
No, Plane Train was the name of the movie.
Yes, right.
Right, that movie.
All right.
All right.
All right, you're right on.
This
track.
Is why we're here, ladies and gentlemen. This is good God.
I'm glad you said
that. Glad we're here. All right, well, definitely directly in the Voice of Reason's peripheral vision is the man who is a blank savant. We like to call him Bill Smiles. Bill Smiles, how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like stubbornness to a host who was told that his introductions were too long, and he's halfway through at 5 minutes and 36 yeah. seconds.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got to work on that, don't we?
Oh, no. Come on.
We
come
need
on.
To work on
yeah.
it. Well, see, what happened is, Smiles.
What happened was?
The
happened?
Music was down, and my feng shui was gone.
Feng shui?
Yeah, you know. Yeah. That's when everything rolls together. Au fang kwa. All right, so let's go ahead and keep it going then. How about this? The next sound you're going to hear is the man, the myth, the legend. He hauls gas. Gas, man, how you sticking?
I am sticking like a happy grandfather. I saw my grandchildren today, and my two-year-old has learned to beat me up.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. I like your hoodie, by the way.
Hold on a second. Are you a new grandfather?
2 years old new. My youngest is two. A 9-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 2-year-old.
This proclamation you just made it seem as though somebody had a kid.
Well, she just started beating me up. My 9 and 8-year-old don't care about beating me up anymore, but she's just discovering physical violence makes me hurt.
So. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. All
right.
That's nice.
I'm closer to her now.
All right, so now let's go ahead and make this show pretty.
Oh, man. Where are you going with this?
Make this show gorgeous.
You already talked to me. Gorgeous. What the hell?
Make this gorgeous. So, the next sound you're going to hear, these are some XY chromosomes in this mother?
No.
Why are you going to
chromosomes?
You're
never going to
get them. Why do you
keep
moving them?
We don't. You keep getting it wrong.
Okay, or y'all just don't understand.
No.
We'll go with that. The next chromosome you hear.
He's a movie star now, so now he's got to put his agenda on everybody. What the hell?
Oh, man.
Nope.
What are you, Marlon Brando? What the hell?
What I'm going to talk, I'm talking to this next person here.
All right.
I love
one,
her.
Which one are you going to speak to?
I love her,
okay.
But I don't like her fingers.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the lovely, the talented, the beautiful Cindy. Damn, forgot your name.
I can't remember her name.
Yeah.
It's baby, ain't it?
Cindy, how you sticking?
Lisa.
I'm sticking here like someone who doesn't have anything better to do.
So true.
Oh, man.
Just seen with a spike on the mic true. Show.
Maybe you should have went to see Plane Train.
Oh. I did.
Oh.
Oh.
And she still has nothing better to do.
We got the gloves off tonight, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, we don't come empty-handed. We come, there are two peas in the pod. Au fang kwa. With two peas in the pot. If you hear one, I can't separate them. I need them together because they both bring each other up and bring each other down.
Hey, call me Mr. Tibbs.
God, this introduction is so long. The next sound you hear is also one of my queens. She's a queen to behold.
Dude, I'm the singer. Stop doing that.
She is lovely. She is beautiful. And she has a sneak preview of Not Playing Trains. The lovely, the talented Miss Lynn with no E. Lynn, how you sticking?
Well, I was going to say I was sticking like the smart person who didn't go see the independent film. But now that you told everybody, I have a sneak preview of it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Most smart people don't go to see that.
So, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, this is the Spike on the Mic show. We are here at our Palestia Studios at Hillsboro Hooters, and we do three things. What are the three things we do?
Oh, we do
the past, the present, and the future.
There's something else I need to do.
What else?
There's some housekeeping I need to do, right?
What can we possibly do?
Let's talk about the reason we're here. No, that's him. And our sponsors.
The Spike and the Mic show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, stpeteradio.com.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
You know, as I listen to that,
yeah,
you have a great audio voice.
Oh, thank you very much.
You probably should narrate
some sort of a feature film.
Yeah, a plane on a train or something like that.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
I know. They didn't want me for that one.
Oh, okay. So you went slumming? Damn. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about three things, the past, the present, and the future, and we are going to have an award-deserving show. So without further ado, I guess it's topic-changing time. 10 minutes in, Smarts.
Well, after that introduction, what possibly could we talk about other than a topic on the Spike and the Mike Show?
11.
Yeah, it did come right in at 11.
Okay, so listen. Also, this is off topic. This is off show prep. Things I remember.
Right.
Hey, can we record Dr. Captain Clark doing his part because he says he's going
to be he's not going to be here next week.
Yeah, I'm blowing off next week. I mean, I got something else to do.
Give us a
something
generic,
better.
Generic topic.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Generic topic.
You're probably
something
getting paid for it, too.
Something something better. So, all right.
Okay.
All right. Clark, changing topic, take one.
One.
Well, here comes a generic topic. Because I'm not here on the Spike and the Mike Show this week.
All right. That's going to be the thing.
That's going to be good. All right. I like to call this topic, we're talking about spell change.
We're talking about spell change.
All right. So y'all got to help me with this right here. Y'all heard of Trivi?
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 Trivi.
Okay. Over in Rome, Italy.
Trivia.
Oh, yeah. Trevi.
Trevi Fountain. Trevi.
Trevi Fountain.
The Fountain of Trevi.
Trevi Fountain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man.
No. Never heard of it.
Where you throw money into the fountain and make wishes?
Yeah.
That's every fountain, okay, isn't it? Fountain?
Yeah, how do you pronounce it?
Oh,
Trevi.
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 Trevi. Okay. Or if you're actually Italian, Trevi.
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 But it's in France.
No, it's in Italy.
Gotcha.
No, it's in Rome.
Trevi. It is in Rome.
Trevi.
Italy.
All right, so here's a dilemma that they have, and I need to cast a Spike in the Mike Show, all you illegal roof raffing shipping containers.
Yeah, that's me.
And the lovely and talented Noe and Cindy to help me on this. I don't know if y'all heard the story. If you heard it, just let me go through it first.
Heard it?
Oh, I heard it.
You heard it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Trevi.
I know this one.
All right, next topic.
All right, well, topic change.
I haven't heard it. So much for Fountain Talk on the Spike in the Mike Show.
Spare change.
All right, now.
Spare change. Yeah. Trevi, that's one of the richest and the biggest organizations in the world are fussing about money. So what's happening?
The Catholic Church.
Yeah.
I win? I get to go home.
So what happened is,
millions of people
go to the Trevi,
yeah,
and they throw money into the thing.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
And I've been scuba diving there.
Right. And so what they do yearly, they scoop out the money and they give the money to the homeless and the sick and the shut in and the poor people.
Sure.
Wow, I bet that's a lot of money.
It is a lot.
A year's worth of change.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Up to the point.
A day's worth of change is a lot of money.
Sure.
Up to the point of $1.7 million.
Whoa.
Of
nickels
and dimes and pennies.
Yeah.
You've got to figure it's mostly tourists throwing money in there. So it's not just local people.
That's because this Trevi, never heard of, this place was made famous by some movie by Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Humphrey Bogart.
It wasn't.
By some movie named by Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yeah.
Frank Sinatra.
Three coins in the fountain.
He did a movie back in 1954, and they did some money. I did it, threw some money in there. Anyway.
Who takes it to the currency exchange? Do we know?
The bank.
Sure. So the bank's in charge of it?
Yeah.
I'm just curious. I mean, do they give out nickels and dimes? Do they take, like, the...
wet ones.
Or is it just euros? Yeah.
It's euros nowadays.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Just curious.
Yeah.
They throw euros as coins?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a currency.
Yeah, all of the currencies call euros.
All right, so
I'm
here's
sure there's a loony
not
or a
just, not just
there.
The bills, not just the bills.
Here is
I
the,
thought euros were those things like lamb meat in like a wrap with cucumbers.
I love those.
Yeah, those are good.
Euros.
I wouldn't want one of those out of a fountain.
Gyros.
Euros.
Yeah.
No, euros. It's euros.
Okay,
euros.
Listen. Yeah. I have to always have to tell you guys this.
Right.
Don't correct the host.
We have guest make right. us look good.
Guess.
Okay.
Right? Oh, sorry. They've been here before.
Yeah, right. I was going to say.
They're disabled. They're already looking better. Yeah.
Those ships have
they're
sailed.
They're already making us look good by not being as stupid as us.
It's them damn chromosomes.
Yeah.
Them X's and them Y's.
No. All right, so just X's.
So here's a story.
Spare change.
They collect.
Thanks for reminding him.
Thank you. This is why we're here. They collect $1.7 million in spare change. Now the government is trying to say, "Whoa, X-lay, next-lay." They're saying that we should take that money,
what,
and use it for
a border wall.
Hey. I'm not. No.
As.
They wanted the government. The government said they wanted to take that money and use it to re-clean the city, like fix potholes and fix up, you know, bad
infrastructure.
That's the word I'm looking for.
Right.
For infrastructure.
Shut up, Spike.
Wow, what was that?
The Catholic Church, who says we normally take this money and give it to the sick, the shut-in, and the poor.
Yeah.
So now there is a what they call a rift.
Oh, yeah.
Like y'all knew what a rift is, right?
Yeah, a rift.
Okay, so
that's the Catholic Church to fight over.
The Catholic Church take the money in before? Is that what it was happening?
Say that again?
Did the Catholic Church take the money in before?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Who owns the fountain,
that's
technically?
That's the question. Yeah, who owns the fountain?
The Catholic Church or the city of Rome?
Are you getting to that or do you not know?
He didn't go that far in his research.
That wasn't part of the question.
Okay, what's
the question? That seems like the simplest answer. Whoever's fountain it is gets to keep whatever's in it.
Do you mind?
Yeah. It could be somebody could be dying.
Have your accident on some other night.
I've got the solution.
Who cleans the fountain?
All right, so we'll go with the solution straight to the voice of reason. Voice of reason. No, my question. No, first, you don't know the solution. I don't know the question. I mean, I haven't asked you the question. The question
is, why is he wearing a bathing suit? Oh, he's going in the fountain.
The question is, who do you guys think has right of refusal? Who should get the money? I'll just go with that. Who should get the money? The Catholic Church or the city of Rome? And I'll start out with you, voice of reason.
Have the president declare a national emergency and take the money.
Okay. All right.
And run.
Dr. Captain Clark?
Well, I find it hard to believe the city of Rome would want to antagonize the Catholic Church.
Definitely.
For lots of reasons.
Yeah.
But I think, like Lynn said, the simple answer is who owns the fountain? Whoever owns the fountain gets whatever's in the fountain. Who cleans the thing up? Who does the maintenance on it? Who repairs it? Whoever that is gets the money.
Willie. The Pope goes waiting Willie. Around in there every night.
All right, and then PW, you got your point?
Yes. That was
Let's
it.
Hear it.
That was it. The Pope wades around in the fountain every night.
Oh, come on. You know he sends the nuns in to do that.
Yeah, it's serious. All right, Bill Smots, who you think should get the monies?
Where is the Trevi Fountain? Is it in the city of Rome,
it
or is it with
Rome.
The Catholic Church? Is no, it in Vatican City?
It's by the
city?
Spanish Steps in Rome.
Okay, yeah. So it's not in Vatican City, where the Catholic Church basically has their own police.
It is not in Vatican City.
Everything else. Well,
the Vatican City is a country unto its own.
That's fine. I know
How's
the Pope.
Country if it's a city?
So it was a gift from the Pope, then, the fountain was to the city of Rome.
Yeah.
Because it was one of the popes who
See,
like,
commissioned
it. See,
you're forgetting that Spike told this story. So we don't know anything.
So the city, it's the city's property, right?
Right. Well, but the Pope, did the Pope give it to the city is what I'm asking.
Oh,
did
I thought
the Pope,
you said he did.
Okay.
So as the Catholic Church, and if so, would it not be, and I think there was like in the 1600s or something like that, or 1700s.
You're going to make me say this.
What?
Does the Pope shit in the woods? Yeah, you know, that's.
No,
if he's
a,
if he's
that?
Out there and he's got the, if he's got to go, I would bet he does.
Did you give me an answer yet?
I don't know if we know I don't know if we know. We've said it's in Rome, but it's a gift from the Pope, is what my belief is. I might be wrong on that.
Yeah.
But and so in that case, I think that Rome should just say, "We'll go halvesies."
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
That's what I was going to say. There's enough to go around. It's a lot of money. Why not split it?
Who maintains
that's
the fountain?
Beautiful.
Yes.
Who maintains
compromise.
It?
Well, God does, because the Pope gave it to him.
No,
right?
Surely there's
Wikipedia
some.
Wikipedia says it's
involved.
A public fountain, which indicates that the city owns it.
But it was commissioned by Pope Clement 12.
Yeah.
Clemente.
Clement.
Yeah, Clement, Clement. 12. Yeah. In Clement. 1732, which is a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, none of that's true.
That's not too long
ago. I didn't make this up.
You probably did.
You did. You didn't.
Yeah.
Listen,
no, no.
Listen,
he would never know Pope Clement.
No. Let me
you're
talk,
thinking
let me.
Pope Clement, who played for the Pittsburgh Pirates in the 1570s.
I think his name was Roger.
Baseball buddy.
His name was Roger, wasn't it?
His name was Clemente.
Okay, Cindy, let me talk to you because the rest of these clowns don't.
Oh, yeah.
All right. In 1732.
1730.
Pope John Clement the 12th.
John?
Yeah, Johnny.
His friends call him Johnny.
It was a John Paul.
They commissioned this fountain.
Fountain, yeah.
And they donated it to the city of Rome.
Right.
And so in 1954.
I've actually been there.
Okay, the word donate is there?
I've been there. You've been there?
Donate means beautiful. Give away.
Oh, gorgeous.
In 1954, Frank Sinatra made a movie, and some people threw some money in there.
Yeah.
And you know how we are lemons. We all just did it.
Lemmings.
Yeah.
Lemmings.
We all just went there and we started doing it.
A lemon is a car you draw.
So over the years, the Catholic Church has been taking the money. The city said, all right, we ain't gonna do this. Y'all can do this. Y'all can take this. The Catholic Church has been taking the money and giving it to the people.
Right.
Who do you think you should did I already ask you who you should give it to?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Yeah, I said split it. Split it.
That's the simple answer.
Or, no, E, what'd you
or
say?
Divide the fountain in half, and you can decide. The people can throw it in the government side,
oh,
or
good
they
idea.
Can throw it on the church side.
Yeah, good idea.
That's a great idea.
Oh, that is.
That fountain needs a wall.
Two walls.
They could probably afford it.
Probably, yeah.
But $100 million, I mean, $1 million.
Take $25, run down to the Rome Home Depot.
Really?
Breaking news, by the way. Rome mayor agrees to keep Trevi Fountain coins going to charity. So,
hey, it's a moot point.
And since you didn't ask me, first I was distracted by Lynn talking about, got me distracted by picturing nuns in bathing suits going into a fountain. And then PW asked if the Pope
said anything about bathing suits.
You're going to a fountain in your habit?
Yeah. Well, they could be naked. I'm just saying.
Oh,
hell. Okay. Whoa.
Is it Sally Field from The Flying Nun?
Something else to look up on Pornhub, baby. Allegedly. And then PW distracts me with a Pope shit in the woods where I thought.
No, I said sit in the woods.
Oh, okay. I thought, there's a bear shit in the woods. And the question is a bear wipe its ass?
Oh.
But I guess not.
Well, they do those commercials.
No, arms can't fit back there. All right, so listen, I'm going to give you all a little nugget of knowledge.
Oh, we got a nugget coming?
Yes.
All right.
The Pope people in the Christian community.
Right, the Catholic Church?
Yeah, them people.
Yeah.
The Catholic Church. They said that the gift comes from the Trinity Fountain in Rome is the rain of the coins from above
you know what?
To give us Sea of Goods.
Trinity?
I read it what it said. I don't know.
You said Trinity Fountain? What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't think anybody's seen God.
Gifts that comes from the Trevi Fountain.
Okay, that's better.
In Rome is from the rain
above,
of coins.
Some up above would insinuate God. I don't think anybody ever seen God on vacation in the freaking Vatican, okay?
Get also, the information
I
says.
I was kind of moved.
They said the Catholic Church donated the fountain to the city. Donate is Latin for gave away.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
gifted.
Right.
And the Catholic Church has never given anything away. They take it.
Right.
All right. So
allegedly,
that's like if I give you.
Thank you.
I don't know, a gumball machine.
Right.
And the next thing you know, people come over and they spend money on your gumball machine, and then I come back to you going, "Hey, where's my cut of the money?" Like, no, you gave away the gumball machine, so you don't get the claim to the coins.
So you are siding with the side of the city.
The city owns
so
the
fountain. They can take the $1.7 million and fix the
potholes.
Do whatever they want.
Can Clark be the voice of reason from
now
on?
Oh, no.
Please. Oh, come on.
That came out fast.
You think that made sense?
Oh,
help me out, boys.
Totally.
What do you think?
Oh, here we go. Kiss ass.
Apparently, it's already been decided.
Thank you.
When did it get decided?
The mayor.
Let's move on to the bigger decisions.
The Wikipedia story?
Yeah. There must be something else we can decide tonight.
The mayor has conceded that money is going to go to charity.
You think what Smott said is right?
Yes.
I believed him.
Why do you think his internet is fresher than mine?
He has no reason to lie.
What does your internet say?
What did I say?
You said the problem is solved.
See? No, check this out. See? Now I'll take the...
The mayor already
agreed. You said the mayor agreed to give...
Yeah, it was breaking news on there on the phone right there. 4 hours ago it came across.
There you go. Breaking news.
First of all, can y'all actually fall for that?
Yeah.
Okay, I got some bubble gum in my van and some oxycodone.
What does that say, everyone? Can you read that?
It says, Rome Mayor agrees to keep Trevi Fountain coins going to charity.
Yeah.
And what was it?
ABC News.
What do you January 14th, 3:18 p.m. Eastern Time.
What do you?
Oh, that's about the time we started the introductions for this show.
hashtag Smotz's point of view.
Jeez. What do you know those oxys go for? asking for a friend.
Oh, hey, well, so how about this? Since Smart's going to do that, let's just go with never mind.
Oh, man.
Well, I think it could work. I mean, it's a pointless topic. Oh. Sorry, Chuck.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
All right, so
Move on.
No, so let's finish up because I want to land this plane. So the mayor said,
you know, because this could be important though, because if you actually tell us and we say that the city should keep it, we can send this to the Rome mayor and all the people of Rome who disagree with it. They could listen, Spike on the mic show. You could become the most hated show in all of Rome.
Yeah. Them people would probably start following me, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah. They would be following you everywhere.
Yeah.
Mafia. Mafioso. Yeah, the Catholic Church. Boy, who said anything bad about the Catholic Church? Who wants to know that one? Good luck in Rome.
There we go. They're coming to get you.
You spend time with your family. I didn't spend time with his family. He's not really a real man.
This was not part of the show. I wanted to generate some intelligent, high-level conversation about...
Oh, why is that really? Now?
Do you know what show you're on?
Yeah,
are you
show.
Starting a new show?
And you know, if you had looked at the news 4 hours ago...
Lynn, let me talk to you. Right, just me and you all here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't bother.
Oh, man!
Oh, my garage. Oh, so, God, I don't know why we... Why do we care about XY chromosomes?
They're XX.
Because of that.
Yeah, that's why.
look to your right. That's why.
Smart.
What did I do?
Smart.
No, I was sorry.
You said to my right.
My right. My right. My right.
All right. You know what?
See, here's why we care about those chromosomes. Because look at Smart.
Was I bending over at that time?
Yeah.
For you?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm just saying nothing bad, but you're not my cup of tea. Is all I'm saying.
We have a user out there. The sister says she agrees with me. So there you have it.
What?
What is she agreeing with?
Yeah,
I don't even know what
she doesn't even know.
Spike. That's all
Spike.
You need.
No, but
Spike,
what is okay? Spike's position on this?
Bent over.
All right. Then I agree.
Okay. We'll make an executive decision.
Yeah.
And I'm going to decide that all the money in the coin, in the Trevi?
Yeah, Trevi.
In the Trevi Fountain. Should continue to go to the homeless that shut in the city ends.
Oh, that's
boys
nice.
In the fountain.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's the way it's been done since 1732. And then in 1950.
No, you said 1950 when Frank Sinatra started
it.
Yeah, but 1762, but still, you're right. That's why they voted to do that. Or they said they'll do it. Not voted, but
insert.
The end is near.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Insert ta-da. Because they had been doing it forever. All of a sudden, somebody decided, let me give me this money.
The previous segment was pre-recorded back on January 11, 2019.
I did it my way.
God, that's terrible.
Shout out to Frank Sinatra.
All right, let's go ahead and topic change the music.
Oh, God.
Wow. Let's try another one. See what happens this time on the Spike on the Mic show.
Start spreading the news. Last.
I like to call this topic. Oh, snap. No, that's not the topic. No, that's not it.
Let me say it. Oh, snap.
No, that's
is
not
our
it.
New topic.
No, what happened is.
No.
I didn't
what happened is. Oh.
I didn't put a title on this topic.
Oh. Oh, you going to make one up on it?
Yeah, I'm going to make one up.
All right, here we go. Read it over.
A dime in time saves time.
A dime in time saves time.
See how you think when you... Lynn, let me talk to you.
Man, what the hell did he just say? A dime in time saves time?
I thought it was the stitching time.
What?
A diamond?
A diamond time saves
what? What?
Time?
What? Diamond time?
What the hell is
diamond
that?
Time?
It'll time for diamonds.
Did I say it wrong?
You see the ladies get a shot at diamond time?
Diamond time?
Did
I say it wrong?
No, you said it right. It'll all become clear very soon.
A diamond time saves time.
A diamond time saves time.
I thought it was a stitching time saves time.
So if your parking meter is about to expire, you get a dime in there the last second, you save a little.
You won't get a ticket.
Save
some time.
Is that what that is? Okay,
so what's
all right,
the,
good.
What's the real one?
All right, here we go.
A stitch in time saves nine.
All right.
We got to get
ready. Topic.
God, I love me and you people. Okay, so listen.
Start spreading the news.
No, we already did all that.
Oh.
A Stitch in Time.
Saves none.
No, that don't work with this topic.
No. Okay.
A Dime in Time.
A Dime in Time.
Saves.
Saves nine?
Time.
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 All right. Let me ask y'all this.
Yeah. Ask us something.
Do you guys have what they call disposable income?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This ties into the spare change topic.
It does.
Oh, yeah. The show is going to be a fiscal.
Oh,
a
nightmare.
Fiscal arrhythmia.
Okay.
Word here. Fiscal show.
Disposable income.
You guys have disposable?
Once the government reopens,
disposable.
Yeah.
All right. So, listen. So. Yeah.
Thanks, Trump, you jackass.
No, so, listen to me.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
I have a dream.
God.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
Why has this show not won award?
Like, just really? Listen. You have to ask that?
Just listen.
Disposable income.
Thank you, voice. Voice, thank you. That was what would you guys say is you guys' is I gotta stop using you guys' is. What would y'all say y'all waste say, y'all
you people.
Y'all waste
you people.
Y'all waste disposable income on. Gas man.
Beer.
Cindy's.
Yeah. He took mine.
Lens.
Alcohol and clothes.
Yes.
Clothes. Voice.
Food and shelter.
Wait. Disposable
income.
Waste. Wait a minute. Wait. Disposable income is money you don't need. You wasted money you don't need on food and shelter. That's
essential
income.
Yeah, you
don't
really need that. Luxuries of life.
Let's just keep it moving.
Sorry I asked.
Dr. Captain Clark.
Dining out.
Hey. Mm-hmm. And Bill Smuts.
Toothpaste.
Okay. You and the boys are reasoning to move in again.
Yeah.
Baking soda works fantastic, you ask him.
Oh, when you run low.
PW. We got two doomsday preppers here. We didn't even know about it. They're ready for the apocalypse.
Good gravy. PW.
This show.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hey, listen, Cindy, let me talk to you.
Nails.
What do you waste disposable income on?
That was
on,
the bell for this show.
Nobody asked you, what do you waste disposable income on?
I'm glad you asked.
Yes, because somebody.
You know what?
S hats.
S hats, yes.
Hey, we don't have to ask what S stands for.
How many S hats do you need?
Yeah.
I one's so enough.
I have damn near 20.
See?
Wow.
Oh, no, that's more than that.
I was going to say.
We've seen the box.
We've seen my box?
We've seen the back of the truck.
Yeah, we know where they
are.
Yeah.
Bike has the box? Ooh.
Box of S hats.
Oh, he's
more than one. Hats. More than one.
You have the shats?
No. We said. No. We didn't say S hats. We said ass hats. Yeah. It's different.
Okay, y'all missing the whole point of the story.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. A survey was done by Go Banks Rates.
Uh-oh. Yeah. By the University of College.
Yes. A survey was done. They said, you know what you guys can do? If I can give you $5,000 a year that you guys waste. I didn't say you guys more than I ever said in my life.
Oh, my God.
You people.
Yeah. Survey was done by Go Banks Rates. They say people spend an average of $5,300 a year on stuff they don't really need. So I went around the room and I asked you clowns and the lovely ladies of
clowns. Now we're clowns.
Yeah, I had to finish this. Lovely ladies of
wrestling.
Oh, God, we're good. I was going to go. That there are certain things that you guys have to use. You don't have to use it. That's a waste of money. What is the number one thing?
Of what?
Wasting money. Restaurants and local takeouts.
No, this show.
The next thing is
all right.
Coffee.
Next thing.
Are you guys coffee drinkers?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I love coffee.
Starbucks.
Yeah, but I go cheap on the coffee.
You do?
Right. Yeah.
How about, alcohol?
How
we said alcohol.
Well, we get free coffee
at work. I have a Starbucks
Gold
card.
boy.
I have a problem.
Wow. Oh my, yeah, you need.
Listen, if you don't get help at Charter. Yeah. Okay.
Charter.
If we're on a Spike TV, I have a Starbucks gold card. I have a legit
my
problem.
God.
Yes. The Wawa has dollar coffees any size right now.
And I've been drinking the hell out of them, too. I ain't been to Starbucks in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, my question to the legal riffraff and shimmy containers.
That's me.
And the lovely and talented No E and
that's
Cindy's.
Them.
Cindy's. You know, you can save $500,000 a year.
What?
I don't make $500,000.
Yeah.
I don't make
$500,000. How could I save $500,000 a year?
If you don't make
$500,000. Yeah.
Up to.
Let me bring that back. Thank you, boys.
Up to and including.
Let me bring that back.
Yeah.
In 30 years.
Right. Okay. That's a little bit better.
Yeah. All right.
If I made $500,000 a year, I'd be in the Bahamas right now. I wouldn't be here.
If I'm alive in 30 years,
I was going to stop drinking. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to stop drinking this beer and figured I got like $3,000 right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, right.
I just made $3,000 and drink the beer.
You can save $500,000 over 30 years if you get rid of the non-essential things, which was.
There's no such thing.
Like what?
Alcohol. Yeah.
No, that's essential.
That's essential.
Coffee. Yeah.
That's essential.
Yeah. That's two of the food
groups. You won't live 30 years without alcohol and coffee.
Thank you. See, you beat me to it.
Yeah. And why would you want to? And life's too short. Yeah. Enjoy
Thank
it
you.
Now. Exactly. Why am I going to wait 30 years to
start
to enjoy it?
And you named two of the major food groups.
Try doing Spike on the Mike show without alcohol.
Yeah, really.
You just try. You just try.
In the next morning without coffee.
You just try it.
Okay, what the hell? What's going
What's
on?
Number three? What's number three? First two out.
Alcohol, coffee, restaurants, and takeouts.
Well, we're at a restaurant and we're taking it out. Yeah.
All right. And then.
Oh!
Huh? You did that. And then the another what? Thing is.
Yeah.
Rides, share events. What? Rides, shares, and taxes.
Well,
like
if
Uber.
I well, yeah, but if
okay,
I don't
listen.
If I don't drink alcohol, I don't need ride share attacks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm. So you're on the same lines with me. If you don't, so then you don't need. You can save $500,000 in 30 years, Peps.
By not drinking.
I'm 52. I'm not going to live 30 more. I'm 51 years old. I'm not going to live 30 more years.
You know they have medicine now. You can do that. You know, you can take care of them bumps.
Medicine is the number five item on the list. Things you don't
need. You don't need. Exactly.
Don't need.
So now I'll go to the voice of reason because he only.
No, because he's going to kiss your ass. Go ahead.
No. He knows how to save $500,000 over 30 years.
No.
Voice of reason. Have you gotten away from these non-essentials?
The best way to save money is to not borrow it. In other words, save.
What?
Never borrow money to buy anything.
I thought you were going to say compost your vegetables with your own poop.
That was number two on the list.
I do. I do make compost.
You do poop.
And I do grow vegetables in it, but I don't poop in my compost. But the best way to save money is to do without until you can afford to buy outright the things that you want.
All right, so voice reason, if you work for Go Bank's rates and they want to do a survey, how would you reword that? Because they're saying if you get rid of the coffee, alcohol, sharing rides.
And eating out.
Eating out. And there's one other thing, luxury events.
Concerts.
Listen.
Concerts and pop-ups.
Voice of Reason said save up till you can afford it. So don't hire Uber and Lyft. Wait till you can hire a chauffeur.
Exactly.
And you save money.
Well, don't buy a car until you have the money.
Until you can afford to buy it.
Are you the same guy that don't take baths?
Yes.
Yes, you have to save.
Do you have any great poop?
That's for conservation.
Do you have any great poopon?
All right. Forget that. Let me
what?
Talk to you.
What?
Just me and you.
Just you and Lynn.
Just focus.
Ladies and gentlemen, just Spike and Lynn.
Is Lynn married?
Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Of course not.
I don't understand it.
Welcome to the Spike on the Mic.
Why am I going to wait 30 years to enjoy my life when I can enjoy it today?
Yeah.
So
we have a lot of coffee to buy $500,000 in 3 years. Yeah.
And what,
well,
Gloria,
what exactly? Cindy, you and I go to a lot of concerts. And we travel.
Yeah.
I'd rather spend a little as we go, like we do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And for some of us who just hit half a century, so what am I going to do with $500,000 at 80 years old?
Yeah, good point. Exactly right. Yeah.
What am I going to do at that point?
Hire Anna Nicole Smith to give you a lap dance? Look what happened to that guy. Jesus Christ.
It's an expensive lap dance.
Remember the 80-year-old billionaire that married Anna Nicole Smith? Took all his money?
Yeah.
What I do, ladies and gentlemen out there in the internets.
Go to the dollhouse now while you're young and enjoy it.
I try to educate these clowns.
Oh, yeah.
On?
Illegal riffraff and ship contains and our lovely and talented Lynn and Cindy.
So is that why you are not drinking a beer right now? You're trying to save money?
Yes. I am trying to make things happen.
Yes.
I'm trying to bring y'all up. Y'all keep like crabs in a bucket pulling us down.
All right.
Pulling me, like,
Lynn and Cindy, what chromosomes? Come
X and a Y.
No!
I said, I'm sorry. I said and XY.
It's still wrong.
So let me ask you this. So what's your name? Cindy. Let me talk to you.
It's a baby, ain't it?
If you and I are in a bucket.
Oh, God. Oh,
and I'm climbing out the bucket.
Dude, I just ate. Come on.
And I'm climbing out the bucket. Are you going to pull me down?
To crawl over you, she will.
I might push you out. Help you a little. Boom.
See, I need that kind of stuff
out
behind
of the bucket.
Me. You, now, watch this.
I'd gladly kick you out of a bucket.
Watch
you don't
this.
Need her to tell you.
Watch this. PW, if you and I are in a bucket and I'm climbing out the bucket, are you going to pull me down?
Shut up, Spike.
It's hard. It's just hard, you know. Gas man.
Why is there music playing?
I don't know.
Same question.
You and I in the bucket.
I'm slashing your Achilles with my knife, and I'm climbing over you.
Oh my God! Look at that knife. He pulled out a blade.
I'm a country boy. We always have a pocket knife.
You and I never.
You never know when you're gonna have a field dressed deer on the side of the road. Come on, man.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You should know. You're from the country. Come on now. You ain't got a knife. Get out of here.
Dr. Captain Clark.
Get out of here.
You and I in a bucket. Would you help me get out?
I'm going to let you do whatever you want. So, go ahead and get out of the bucket.
Yeah.
Okay. Smarts.
I get, where the hell did they get a bucket this big?
That's a good question. Yeah. And why am I in it? What the hell?
She puts the lotion in the basket or she gets the water again.
How did I get in that situation with you, of all people?
Voice of reason.
There's got to be some way we can work together on this thing.
Oh,
help
see?
One another out.
There's the ass kisser.
See, you're obviously on the bottom, and we know where your nose is. We know what your nose is pushing up. Well, I'm gonna try and elevate you.
I'm sticking with my
elevate
blade. I'm
you.
Sorry.
And with the hopes that you, once you get over the edge,
I'll reach down and pull you back.
Pull me.
Yeah.
But what if he doesn't? Then you're
and all
dead,
of the rest of these guys
here.
That's Prince
for his mama speak.
Yeah,
Lynn with no E. You and I in a bucket.
Survival of the fittest.
I'm climbing out. What you gonna do? You gonna pull me down?
Yep.
Winner, winner, big steak dinner.
Yes.
I try to give you guys
the opportunity
a way out.
To kiss
I try.
Up.
Yeah. I try to give you. Guys
I gave you the way. I'm cutting your Achilles and I'm climbing out. That's
I
how
told
I'm
y'all.
Out.
Yeah.
You guys can save $5,300 a year if you cut back on your coffees. Cut back on your alcohol, your ride sharing. Because, listen, as Smart's touched on it, cut back the alcohol, you don't need a ride share.
Yeah.
Right there, it's already saved you $1,000.
Oh, $1 million.
Boom.
Boom.
I am the guy that we're going to do.
Sure.
What's twin is that?
Oh, what?
I
couldn't hear you because you moved your
microphone. Yeah,
why is that so funny?
Mr. Tibbs, because it is.
I don't know, yeah.
Hit it again.
All right.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Cool metal jacket, baby.
And now it's time for What's Twending, the only feature where the best thing about it is the theme music. Now here is your host, Dr. Captain Clark.
Yay!
Yay!
All right.
Well, here's the situation.
Is the Trevi Fountain twinning?
No, but my battery's going to die literally any second.
Oh,
so,
all right.
Oh, snap. We are a caller-driven show, so we have to take our callers. Callers,
Bye-bye battery.
I have to answer it.
Yeah. Save your battery. Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking? No, stand still, caller.
Well,
you're moving.
I'm sure glad we did that.
And that's where this show's driving to all the time.
Listen, you guys understand. I never gave out the number, but we still call.
Yeah. English motherfucker, do you speak it?
All right.
Hello, sir.
What's like twinning?
Would you like to buy a cruise, sir? I'd like to know, have you thought about traveling to one of our timeshare hotels?
You think that was the call? All right, Dr. Captain, back at you.
Okay, well, the battery's dead now. So,
what do you remember?
Let's just make stuff up. Well, I didn't even get there because
batteries. That's what's
okay.
The number one thing trending on Twitter today is buckets of what?
I got it.
Well, buckets
of spike.
I got it.
Buckets.
Anybody want to guess?
Blood.
Okay. Creepy, but all right. Anybody else?
Buckets of spike.
Nope.
Nope.
You were in a bucket.
Buckets of shrimp.
No, very close, though.
Pickles.
Nope.
I'm going with buckets of knowledge.
No, far from it. Ladies?
Cindis?
I have no clue.
Actually, you got to talk to that.
Crabs?
I don't have an idea.
It's buckets of crabs. Buckets of crabs is the one thing people are talking about the most in the world
today.
That's what we were talking about.
Oh, my. Go far figure.
We must be trendsetters.
Trendsetters. I love that.
Yeah.
Buckets of crabs.
The number two thing is new documentary films. Why would that be? What is twending there?
Plane
Train. Plane Train
gotta
is
be
always
train.
Twending. But, there's another film out there.
Surviving R. Kelly.
That was coming out in the...
That was actually a good...
Baseball Buddies.
It's Surviving Baseball Buddies is what's twending.
It would have been... We all lived through that last night.
Did you hear the ass kisser shout out Baseball Buddies?
Yeah
baseball
he's right. Buddies. That's what it is.
You guys are using the wrong twending.
I can't help it if it's twending.
Yeah, he can't help it.
You can't help it if it's ass kisser.
No, they're using the wrong adjective. Star.
That would actually be a noun. Not an adjective.
We can't help it if you're a star.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm the reason we're here. And I draw
you're
the
an ass kisser.
Should I tell him?
Yeah.
I also draw the highest salary.
Ooh. Well, how much is that?
Okay, maybe you shouldn't have told him.
We all get paid the same.
Yeah.
We all get paid.
And the number three trending topic is how on earth is the voice you're using getting paid?
It was twinning that quick?
Yeah, I mean, things move fast.
On the dead battery and everything. That's some
twinning thing.
Things move fast. So that's it. That's all that's twinning right now.
Thank you for the what's twinning.
You're welcome.
There's no closing. Dr. Calvin Clark, things were twinning because you led us into another topic.
Well, that's what I tried to do, you know.
Crowd,
or any
try
topic.
To help. Please.
Or any topic.
Yeah. I just try to help.
So
show's over like 15 minutes early.
No. We have to talk about this. And
what?
No E.
Can we get some background on our guests? I don't know our guests.
Well, let's talk about this. All right, let's go ahead and give me some background music.
Before 7:04.
Give me some background music. Okay. All right.
I want to start out with what's your name? Cindy's. God, I don't know. Cindy.
What's your name, Cindy?
The gas man act like he don't know her.
Are they dying?
Explain yourself and talk into this thing right here. Let me put this in your mouth.
I guess he forgot the show we were on together last time.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
We'll have a
show. I guess we remembered you, but you didn't remember us.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
damn.
We're hurt.
Wow.
Oh, my
anyway,
God.
I'm Cindy.
No wonder the sad music's playing.
Yeah. All right. No E?
I'm Lynn with no E.
Lynn with no
yes,
E.
Yes, man is a dick once again.
Her name is Lynn.
We keep asking.
With no E.
It's okay. Can we be on with Gas Man?
I hang my head in shame.
Hey, don't ask about
you came
us.
Late that day, too.
But.
And they just won the show.
Bing! And also, Gas.
Yes.
These little hookah hookahs think you finer than me.
I'm sorry, what?
What? These little
hookah hookahs.
Yeah. That's
I have been told I got the Darius Rucker / Denzel thing.
You got Darius Rucker. You got Darius Rucker look. Yeah. I got the Denzel swag.
Really?
Huh?
Yeah.
But I can sing like Darius. Can you act like Denzel?
I got pelvic thrust, motherfucker. And I got abs. You want to see my trophy?
You want to compare abs right now?
No. I'm shy. I've been drinking.
Do I need to be prepared? Is the trophy in the documentary? No, sadly, there were no trophies. Yeah.
All right, so good segue. Talking about documentary. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there was a documentary that was premiered last night called Baseball Buddies, Along with Planes, Trains, and Automobiles on the Other Side of Town.
What?
No. So what I want you guys to give me your assessment of the documentary that was premiered. What was it called? Baseball Buddies.
You just forgot the name of your own film.
Film.
This is a new
low. What are you, Francis Ford Coppola over there?
This is a new low. You've made so many films, you forgot the name of one of them.
No, but here's the good thing. Hold on a second.
Here's the good thing.
Not amnesia.
I guarantee you, if you ask Steven Spielberg a question, he's never going to say Schindler's whatever. And he's made Clark. A few more movies than you have.
Captain Clark for the win. That was awesome.
EW?
Oh,
EW?
EW?
Right. Good for Steven Spielberg. E.T.?
Here. Yeah. I'm going to give y'all a little something that y'all can say, well, at least it's not that. I don't have all hammers because.
All hammers?
All hammers.
You got some hammers. You got a few hammers.
Alzheimer's?
What is it?
Alzheimer's.
I don't have
all
that.
Hammers. Yeah.
I don't have that. You know why?
Why?
Because the people with those hammers, they don't remember who you are. I know who y'all are. I just don't know y'all name.
Oh.
So isn't that good?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's bad.
Isn't that right?
No, yeah. It's not right.
You forgot it's not good. Who I was to send me a video.
Right. But I didn't know. I knew who you were. I just didn't remember your name. So that's not the hammer.
That's bad. That's a problem.
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Yes.
Perfect. That was
yes.
So anyway,
yeah.
For those of y'all who've seen Baseball Buddies,
yes, I have.
I need give me a pause and a negative, and I'll start out with you because I'm going to the voice last.
Yeah.
Let's start with you, PWs.
I thought
do a
it,
pause.
First, I thought it was freaking wonderful. I really
because of the narrator.
Don't pull the curtain back too bad over there, Smott. What are
I
you doing?
I was asking. I thought maybe the narrator really kind of got it.
Narrator was fantastic, though.
Yeah, he was. No, I really thoroughly enjoyed the video, film, whatever you want to call it. I loved it.
You impressed?
Yeah. All right, totally.
Well, thank you. All right, and then guess.
I'm not a baseball fan. I think baseball is boring. But as far as the movie goes, it was really the human interest and the story behind all of the people being friends for so many years and the family involved. It was really compelling. It was very entertaining. The negative is you should use allegedly when you're telling the stories. You really should. Especially when it comes to Vegas. Use the word allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah.
But, dude, I enjoyed it. It was a really good show. I loved it. It was great.
All right.
Can I change mine to match his?
And you showed it on the NFL playoffs. What is wrong with you, man? It's NFL playoff game. What is wrong with you?
You think Spielberg even know they have football game?
Nobody's bigger than the NFL.
What's that guy's name? You said
the better next time. Spielberg.
Herman Chesney.
Have you ever?
No, who's the guy you said?
Steven Spielberg.
Has Spielberg ever released a film on the NFL playoffs weekend?
No.
I'm no Spielberg.
You're right. But it was a great show.
All right, Cindy.
I thought it was a great tale of companionship and lifelong friendship. I really liked it. I love. No, it really was. I love baseball, so I enjoyed it from that aspect. And it was well narrated. And
thank you.
Yes, it was. I left that out. Narrator was awesome. Sorry.
And I have nothing negative to say.
All right, I'm jumping over you.
That's fine.
Voice it. No. Dr. Captain Clark.
I thought it was very funny. A little heavy on the spike. Could have done without that one guy.
You did notice that. Yeah.
Yeah. A little too spike-centric.
All right. Smots?
You should pit seats in the entryway where I ended up staying there.
Oh, you know why? Because we were sold out.
Yeah.
All right.
Sold out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
you know, we weren't going to ask this question, but I'm going to ask it. Why didn't you sit down?
Because I showed up late and didn't want to walk in front of anyone because I was watching the NFL playoffs.
That was
See? That's what I said.
I watched the end of it till Alshon Jeffrey dropped the pass right before the 2-minute warning.
Yeah.
And when he did.
Whoa. Time out.
At that point, the Philadelphia Eagles would have gone in to get the winning score.
Right.
And when he dropped it, I said, all right, it's over. I'll go ahead.
Let's go watch.
Let's go watch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jeez.
And can I piggyback on Clark? What's with the closing credits? Spike.
Oh,
spike,
yeah.
Spike.
What was with
Key
that?
Grip. Boy yeah. grip.
Well, he did all that stuff.
All his grip.
I didn't have a problem with that. He did all that stuff.
Oh, you did all that stuff? Okay, my bad. I stand correct. I'm sorry.
Yeah. There you go. All right, so
and
now.
And by the way, I can't really say anything because I've always been told praise in public and criticize in private.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
So after the show, you're going to let
it
happen.
It was great.
Hey, hold on a second. Did I stick my finger in your pocket yet?
I think maybe.
Okay, all right. All right, let's go ahead and bring this home.
But wait a minute. Gasman mentioned you being in all the credits. You did list yourself as Key Grip and Best Boy. Do you know what those things are?
Absolutely not.
That's what I was thinking.
How are you allowed to put it in there?
That's why I said that. I'm like, he didn't do that. Yeah.
You have to at least know what they are before you can claim you did them.
That's why I said that. He didn't do all of that.
Why?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, he might have done them without knowing what they are.
You know Best Boy was going on there no matter what.
Yes. Why?
Yeah.
That was done before the movie was done.
Well, but the best boy has to be the best.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Come on. Exactly. Okay, hold on a second.
That's racist then, if you call him boy.
Before I go to the voice of reason, what the hell is the best boy?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know either, but I didn't list myself as that in my movie either.
Best boy helps the electrician.
Yeah, yeah. He's a helper.
Pretty much
helper.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, helper he did.
Guy. All right. I'm just saying you should know what it is before you claim you did.
You should, yeah.
No, I call myself Thor.
You do?
Was Thor in the credits?
All right.
No, okay.
Should I play the closing theme now?
No, not yet. Okay, voice of reason.
Why didn't you list yourself as caterer? I assume you ate at some point during the movie, right?
Yeah.
You probably picked yourself a sandwich.
Watch the next project.
Okay.
All right. Voice of reason.
All right, this is what we've all been building up to.
Oh, God.
It really wowed the audience, and it was really, I consider it the feel-good hit of the year. So,
and it's only 2 weeks into the year.
If I had to give you one criticism, the film could have been a little bit longer.
No!
What the hell are you drinking over there?
You were sitting and waiting for part two.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm waiting.
With bated breath.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Just ask Lynn.
Something about the breath.
All right. Thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you guys for coming out there and supporting my first feature film.
Yeah, yeah.
It was amazing. I'm going to take your criticisms, and I'm going to apply them.
Oh.
To
the next film?
Re-editing it. Yes, and now I know how to do it next time.
Yeah.
I had fun doing it. It was awesome. No E. I gave you a sneak preview. You got to watch the whole thing, all right?
I'm going to, I promise.
And I want you to.
Her fingers are crossed.
Don't push it out because, you know, I'm trying to make a big reveal. Thank you guys for playing. Listen, let's go around the room, right, ladies and gentlemen. We got to talk about what stuck with you. And we'll start out with you. Smots, what stuck with you tonight?
Somehow some idiot still called the show despite you not giving the number.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But they didn't speak.
My point exactly. Oh, well, because it's a caller-driven show. Let's just drive it into a wall.
Yeah. That's what the people in the water fountain need.
That's exactly. What
all right, so listen.
A Trevi.
This is a caller-driven show. You guys can give us a call at 813-699.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And you got 2 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
In case y'all was wondering. All right, so Dr. Captain Clark, what stuck with you tonight?
The Dunedin International Film Festival was a really wonderful.
Oh, it was.
Plane
trains.
Speaking of plane trains, how did that go?
Oh,
we got an ovation at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're taking up time from other people talking about.
I got to stretch
trivials.
It out.
Oh.
Stretch it out.
No, we screened Plane Train yesterday at 4 o'clock, and the audience gave us an ovation afterwards. They laughed throughout. And
question.
It was great.
Was there any other screenings?
Yeah, we were part of there was like over 100 films as part of the festival.
Oh, snit. Okay, voice of reason.
Cindy came up with the perfect solution for the fountain. Divide it in half. You can throw it in the charity side or the city side.
Gas man.
It's up with me. Thank you for having me again. I apologize to all of my fans for not being here last week.
All right.
Thank you for having me. I love you. Thank you.
PWs.
I'm the best person on earth.
Lovely, talented, my two butterflies. I love you peoples. Cindy, what's stuck with you tonight?
I got to find something else to do on Monday nights.
Oh, man.
Winner.
Monday Night Football.
Yeah, but not for another dinner.
No E. Sneak preview, what's stuck with you tonight?
My wish didn't come true when I threw my money into the fountain. Now it's with the homeless.
Yeah.
That's the winner.
I thought it meant you could get out of the show.
Well, sorry.
Insert no now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Spike on the Mic Show. Thank you guys for playing. We always have a fun. Love you out. I'm out. One.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn. That was awesome, you guys. That was pretty cool.
Award winning.